You know, David Crockett, this is the time of the year when no matter how much dislike you might have for someone in this sport, no matter how much the competition wears you down, this is the time of year when Santa Claus is going to make it all right for everybody involved. And in this case, Ric Flair, this time of the year can be called Santa Claus because he's the man that's holding all the gold in the greatest sport in the world.
Hey! Whoa, here we are, man. Regular season wrap up. And as we plow into December, it's that time of year, yeah. We fucking got pumpkin spice everywhere, right? I mean, it's like pumpkin spice lattes, pumpkin spice cookies, donuts, Cheerios. What the fuck is that all about? You guys gotta help me understand this. You know, I'm a Caribbean island, aka Florida guy. I'm not, you know, anything north of Orlando. I'm freezing my balls off. So what's the effect with the pumpkin spice? Is that something that it just tastes better when you're in 20 degree weather? I don't fucking get it. You gotta help me understand that. And then you gotta have the people in the Salvation Army too, right? It's that ding, 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 ding. They're fucking just ringing that shit when they see you, and then just giving you that guilt stare down. And I just look at them like, you fucking kidding me, right? I mean, you know, what the fuck are you doing here in your, you know, fucking cargo shorts and looking all fucking scrub? I mean, look at those people, man. No, you know, yeah, I'm judging. Fuck yeah, I'm judging. You know, they just don't look like they're dressing to impress. They're being forced to ring a bell for fucking 5 hours. Yeah, I'll probably be depressed too, you know. I mean, those people that flip the signs on the side, you know, when they kind of invite you into a new community, those guys are more excited than those Salvation Army people. People are asking for money this time of year. Fuck. Get into the 21st century. Start a GoFundMe. Okay? But anywho, I went over to A-Train, man. He went ahead and hosted me. He usually has people over. Tries to get as many boys as possible. And, you know, it's a whole different crew. The morning water park crew that plays hoops. Went over there, hung out for a little bit. 1-4 window. You know, I mailed in the season as far as watching the Bucks. It just pisses me off so much. I have to watch from afar. I can't get fully vested. Next thing you know, I have a curse word here and there. And I just get the fuck out of there, just like I did in the draft. And we got to talking a little bit, and, you know, Greg's name came up. It was some bad karma that happened out there, talking a little shit in the games, huh, Greg? A little bad karma came your way. You were bragging a little bit about your skills, hit a shot on somebody, and almost fell. Hey, don't blame me. I just go with the grapevine talk here. And it was good to hear that. It was great to hear that because I just feel you left me high and dry. I mean, you fucking left me hanging, and I have no other option. It was like, right now, Greg, it feels like we were just two guys in an airplane, and there was only one parachute. And 2 weeks ago, you said, you know, fuck it, man. I got to get out of here. I'm going to shoot you in the head. I'm going to bail out and save myself, you know? And that's the feeling I have from you right now. You bailed out on me, Greg. And, you know, I should have known that from the beginning. I should have known the moment you didn't show up to that draft. I should have fucking known that you were up to no good, that you had intentions of bailing out when the going got tough, and you sure did. So we got to figure this out, man. You know, we haven't communicated in a while. I don't know if I did some decisions. I mean, we got to talk, man. We got to have this relationship. It's a two-way thing, man. We got to talk. I mean, I'm highly disappointed in you just, you know, dodging me. And I don't know what else to say, man. But, yeah, I'm a victim here, and I'm just going to blame it on you. I'm going to blame it on you for my season. But I'll go into that a little bit later. Right now, I just want to go into the wrap-up. And this was the final week for, you know, this is the time, guys. We have the pretenders like myself, right? They just think we have a shot, and we really don't. And then you have the contenders that are jockeying for position and want to get that bye week. That bye week is so crucial because all it takes is like the NCAA bracket, one bad game and you're fucked, okay? It happened to me. It can happen. It happened to Sweet Ron. And this is something that is very important to get that bye week. So for A-Train, he needed this one. And he got it. Fucking Donnie, what happened, dude? You just didn't want to play, huh? Shout out to Donnie. He reached out to me on Saturday. It was so cool, man, because, you know, I always go back to Donnie. He's like, He's always looking out for a good old minnow. He's not like other guys. I'm not going to name names here anymore. But, you know, he reaches out to me. You know, I had a work weekend type of deal, right? I was in the office doing a lot of shit. And I ended up coming home, man. I just wanted to stay in front of my mini SNES and play video games. Yeah, I play video games. Don't fucking judge me for that, okay? I'm a 40-year-old fucking kid at heart. So he goes ahead. I got home from a long day at work on Saturday, okay? So people that work tax for the tax man fucking do work on Saturday. So, all right. So he goes ahead. He messaged me. He goes, hey, man, I'm at West South Street. I just text back, man, I'm in Naples, man. I left Naples. I've been out here. I've been out there since 8 o'clock, dude. I'm fucking out of it. He's like, oh, come on, man. We got a bunch of us going. I said, dude, man, I'm fucking eating some chicken, relaxing. He just messages me back, pathetic. And I look at it like, yep, I agree. I fucking agree, man. What a pathetic. I'm single. I should be wanting to mingle, right? I mean, I should be wanting to go out there. I'm always complaining about not getting ass. The way you get ass is if you're out there hunting, if you're out there socializing. And Donnie, I'm always shooting you down, man. I'd rather pick a day here playing video games and doing podcasts and then to go out and have some drinks and grab some ass, right? I mean, in Naples, I can get arrested just by looking at somebody. Like Emmett Till day, get shot in the fucking head. I don't want to be that. Okay, I derailed there big time. But yeah, you must have had a good time on Saturday because you weren't ready to play on Sunday. I mean, Tom Brady didn't do good for you there. I mean, he was in a shouting match, wasn't he? What was that all about, guys? He got in a shouting match with his BFF, McDaniels. I mean, those guys going at it. They got it together, but 11 points is not cutting it here in fantasy. I mean, you didn't even break 60 points. Fuck, dude. That was a really bad one. But you know what? I'll give you a pass because you've been doing good all year. Obviously, you're in the playoffs, and you got an 8-5 record, but I mean, where do I go from here? I mean, goodness, Duke Johnson, brick, Julio Jones. I mean, but they shut him down. Minnesota's really good defense there. Stephon Diggs. It seems like Thielen is the flavor out there in Minnesota with Case Keenum. Vernon Davis didn't show up. Juju Smith-Schuster. He laying out some hits out there on that Monday night. I like that. I know some of you guys don't like the little bit of contact. I fucking love it. I love seeing the boys getting after it. It's fucking great. And he was definitely doing his thing, but not enough, Donnie. 52 points. That's unacceptable. But at the same time, nothing would have saved you because my man Atrium, man, he came through. Russell Wilson, he's just been balling. Great stretch for him. Kareem Hunt really has deflated from that blazing start he had. But Derrick Henry came through. Antonio Brown, solid. You just had a good solid round. That's the way to go into the playoffs with a good win here against a formidable opponent. There was nothing else fancy on the bench points, but you left 65 points on the bench, Donnie, though. But I don't think it wouldn't have mattered. It wouldn't have mattered if you would have started Goff, if you would have started Ingram. I mean, it's just too much of a – yeah, you wouldn't have caught up. But valiant effort to fucking tank because you didn't fucking try at all. 52 points. South Street must be really good. You got to give me a report, by the way. You got to let me know. We're going to have a private talk about South Street, okay? Next up, runs and throws versus Paul. And, you know, I sympathize with Paul because he fucking got a raw deal. And I'm going to keep saying that every fucking time. David Johnson and Ezekiel Elliott went down for the count. I mean, how are you supposed to bounce back from that, huh? I mean, you still look at you, Paul. You still went 6-7. Look at that fucking shit. Fucking great. I love it. It's fucking good to see you just giving a parting shot to Carter here as he goes ahead and goes into oblivion. You know, Carter likes to talk a lot of shit. It's fucking great. I love seeing Carter just stink it up as bad as I do. And, you know, it just reminded me a little bit, you know, he really thought, came out of that draft, he was like saying, you know what, yeah, I definitely have my shit together, I know what I'm fucking doing, giving these all crazy predictions that we all know were not even fucking true. I mean, it's fucking ridiculous, right? I mean, you see the guy, and it just reminded me, right, this ending that we have, this epic ending of Carter being 5-8, just reminds me a little bit of when I was in a threesome a while back, and I'm in it, right? I'm in there, and I'm ready to go. The girl's ready to go, and I'm with the other dude. And, you know, you think you have a big dick. You think you have a nice-looking dick, and then the guy pulls out an anaconda. You're like, whoa, okay. It's like, what the fuck? What the fuck you have there, dude? Like, I thought I was big time. You know, I thought I had a little pack. And I saw this fucking guy, you know, laying out some fucking anaconda. I'm like, whoa, dude, like, that's just not normal shit right there. All right? I mean, how am I supposed to compete with that? So that's how I feel with you, Carter. You're like, you came out here with this. Do you think you have a big dick? And you're going to go ahead and show it to everyone, right? To just say, and then you just showed up with a 5 and 8, man. People were just showing you they got way bigger dicks. And they're ready to fuck. And they were fucking you. And they were fucking me, too. Don't worry about it, man. They were fucking both of us, man. It fucking sucks. But, you know, Carter, I mean, it's like, you know, Cam Newton. Hey, he had a good game at the end. Awesome. Leonard Fournette was solid. He had a streak there with a few games. He just wasn't doing his thing. But everyone else just let you down. I mean, ultimately, that's what happened. Latavius Murray, he had a good stretch too, man. I don't know what happened there. But 81 points, I mean, that's just not going to cut it. In this league, it just seems like you got to be 95 or above. I mean, for the most part, you know, it's one of those things. I would have thought, and it's happened before in the past in this league. I mean, I've seen people win games with 75 points. And this year, man, it's just something different, this special this year, man. I don't know if it's the NFL rules or anything like that, but, you know, Paul is just fucking swinging. He's still at it, man. He's not reflecting the Giants that we see on TV. I know that. He's out there swinging, man. He keeps his guys. He's not benching anybody. He's going at it, man. Jamal Williams, it did a good job. He was solid. You have Burkhead. And that's the problem with New England. I mean, you just don't know which running back is going to explode out there. That's one thing about those guys in New England. They just have, other than Tom Brady, that's the constant. I think that's the same way, in my opinion, with New Orleans, with the exception of this year, with Ingram and Kamara having stellar years. But usually New Orleans and New England, those are teams where players just are highlighted on a week-to-week basis. It's not one constant situation. And Burkhead was the flavor of the week with 22 points. Josh Lambeau, 10 points. And I'm just trying to see anybody else here. I mean, Kyle Rudolph, 9.6. And you left some points on the bench. But I don't think, let me see, Carter, if you would have made a change here, who would it have been? I'm looking at Kenny Stills would have helped you. Kenny Stills probably would have gave you 7 or 8 more points, but you still didn't have enough, man. I mean, it just would have been a few changes here and there, but it just wasn't enough, partner. Like you said, man, you got caught with your pants down, and you're not who you thought you were. And it happens to us. It happened to me. So it happens to the best of us, my friend. It's all right. You know, there's always next year. I know you checked out. I hope you have a good Christmas and a happy New Year. Happy Kwanzaa to you too, okay? And okay, next up is the Berg, the best commission in fantasy football. Oh, it took a loss against Steve's. This is like, you know, you guys have a little thing going as well. You know, it's a lot of intertwining going on here in this league. I love it. And, well, Steve's just came through. I mean, it was a close one. And, I mean, your team was probably the biggest disappointment, Steve's. I must say that. 6-7. I mean, I look at all these names. I'm like, man, you really kicked ass in the draft. And for some reason, those guys couldn't put them together. You did the right scouting. I was really high on your team, yours and A-Train. And for some reason, your guys just didn't show up on a week-to-week basis. But anywho, you came out victorious this time around. By the way, Kamish, I love that you penalize our defenses more than other leagues. You know, if you don't pick that defense, you're getting negative points. And you got fucking pounded. -4, man. That's one thing, man. You get negative points from the defense, it just hurts your overall score. And that was the difference for you. Because if they would just stayed 0, and I was watching that game over at A-Train's with the Red Zone. It's one of those things that, oh, my gosh, they were just pounding the lines. I mean, Stafford was just getting it handed to him. And it's just one of those deals, man. I don't like picking defenses like that on the road. It's just something that, especially a team like the Ravens that are playing really good football right now, they're something to marvel at because they've started really sluggish and now they're picking it up. So, but you know, Le'Veon Bell almost got you into it. I mean, I didn't watch the end of that game, but it seems like it was really close there getting you. Perrine didn't come through. Oh, Brandon Cooks, man, he's been solid for you too. DeSean Jackson, even with Jameis Winston. I don't know what happened there. Marshawn came through. It's a good stuff. But, yeah, just too many guys let you down, and that's the way it goes. But congratulations to you, Deeves. I mean, I know you could have done better. You left a lot of points, 80 points on the bench? What is this all about? Am I reading this right? How the fuck you get 80 points on the bench? Am I reading this right? Why does it say 80.1? I don't fucking know. This is fucking crazy to me. I don't know. There's something wrong here. Anyway, I don't fucking know. It's saying that you left 80 points on the bench, but all the guys that I'm looking at is 0, 4.9, 5. Oh, Alex Smith had 49. I'm sorry. Jesus, dude. What is wrong with me? Yeah, he had 49 points. Yeah, that would have been... I'm thinking he had 4.9. But, yeah, that was a game, man. You know, the Chiefs have just been really spiraling out of control. It reminds me of the Broncos. Remember when Josh McDaniel took over the helm on the first year over there in Denver, and they started up blazing. I want to say they started 8-0, and then they finished their last 8 games, and they lost all of them. It ended up being 8-8, and they fired him after that year. It was fucking hilarious. Like, it was like not even – he wasn't even given a second shot. So it just turned out that way for him. But, yeah, Bert, you couldn't pull it out, man. All you had to do was win, man. All you had to do was win, and you were in, I believe, if you would have scored more points – than MVP, which I believe you did, if I'm not mistaken. But, hey, Deeves just wanted to just go out on a positive note, and he did, squeaked it out. So kudos to him. You guys are tied for fourth place, and 6-7. So loser's bracket. Here we go. Next up, oh, man, Kevin versus Maddie. BFFs going at it. And, you know, I actually saw that score when I was checking them at the 1 o'clock slot. Kev, and I saw that you were really ahead at one point. I'm like, oh, my God, Kevin's going to pull this off. Fuck yeah. Finally. None against you, man. I just want to see Kevin win. You know? I don't like seeing people down. You know, we keep kicking them down and shit like that, right? I mean, it's just something about we want to see the underdog win. And, you know, Kevin, oh, man, what an ugly year, man. I know you're going to get it together. I'm going to help you. Something has to give. I'm telling you. And Maddie just went ahead and breezed, man. He just gave you the head start. And he fucking just came at the end and won. And AJ Green came through in the Monday Nighter. Fitzgerald, I mean, he's having a great year, man. That guy is just being consistent. Drew Brees, 18 points. But other than that, it wasn't a lot of Gostkowski. You know, he's been pretty solid recently, too. Gostkowski, the kicker. But the Chiefs defense almost did you in, man. That was a fucking shootout out there. You know, that Jets guy, the receiver, Anderson, Deeves got him. He's really solid. I like that receiver, and he's been doing a great job. But you left 61 points on the bench, and, I mean, that Dolphins defense, yeah, it would have gotten you the win, but I don't blame you. I mean, you got to go with the Patriots on that one. I mean, Denver sucks, but, man, you didn't think they were just going to – the Dolphins were going to shut them down to 28 points. That's for fucking sure. And that ended up being the difference for you, buddy, because if you would have had him make that switch, you would have gotten additional 16 points, and then you probably would have gotten Giovanna Bernard for Jacquizz Rodgers, and you would have been fine. You would have won. Boom. And unfortunately, that just didn't work out for you. What a bad way to go out, man. Like, you were just in that soapbox race. And, you know, the soapbox race, this is one of those that, like, you just know that shit is just going to break apart the moment they start that race up the hill. You know, that's how I felt, man. It was like a Red Bull soapbox races right there. Kevin, he's got his little football car going in there, and he's just, oh man, this is gonna end bad. Oh, Kevin, no, man, you know, we're gonna take it together. We're definitely gonna do that. But congrats to Maddie. He's won 2 in a row, so now he's at 8-5, tied for second. And, you know, a bunch of you guys are tied for second place. So, Matty, you had a solid year, man. You did great. I would say I'm very surprised. You know, typically I see you getting hammered and not giving a fuck. But you didn't copy my sheet this year, fucker. So, I know it wasn't. You're not winning because of me. All right? You know, I would have felt like shit if you were cheating off mine. You know, I made sure I kept that shit away. Fuck that. You know, I'm not gonna give you any freebies, but congratulations, by the way. Next up, MVP versus Diesel. Money never sleeps, and I'm so happy. Diesel fucking kicked your fucking ass, MVP. I mean, for you guys that don't know, MVP, I mean, he gets, you know, certain guys must have grown up with brothers because he has left busting balls. So Tuesday morning, he comes in, you know, he probably checks his standings, and he's just texting me. And you know what it reminds me of? And he's just talking shit about making the playoffs, how he's going to make history. And it's just like, he reminds me of, for you older heads out there, you know the Lou Ferrigno, Incredible Hulk? You know, like, he didn't fucking do shit. Oh, he just like, rah, just fucking flexing. That's how I felt MVP was doing the whole fucking morning. And I'm just like, dude, I'm not entertaining this guy at all. And he's just fucking flexing. Ah, I'm fucking winning. Rah, I'm the best. Rah, I'm fucking gonna take care. You guys don't know what you're talking about. Rah. You know, I mean, he's pulling the big dick out and he's flexing on me. You know, it's like he's going ahead and using me as a punching bag to take it out. It's like, hey, buddy, just save it for the playoffs. I mean, right now, you're barely skating in there. You lucky Burke didn't get that W. So you better be fucking lucky you're in there. You barely got in there. You almost fucked up with that taking the knee game. And I'm telling you, I'm going to vouch. I'm going to get a fucking petition in this league to get you kicked out, because that was very deliberate right there. You weren't playing to win. And somehow the football gods, the fantasy football gods, went ahead and gave you a pass this year, motherfucker. So, but yeah, you didn't show up, my friend. Big Ben, huh? If you win this and Big Ben shows up, boy, is this, you know, and then Carter again. I mean, he was trying to show his big dick out there. Oh, yeah, Matty Ryan. Yo, Matty Ryan, how about that? How about them apples, man? You know? I mean, Big Ben, man. God damn, man. DeAndre Hopkins didn't show up, but I mean, it's, I just don't trust Houston like that anymore. But, Gronkowski, good luck, by the way. He's going to be suspended for a game. McKinnon, that's a really weird one because, you know, Murray, but he's like their third down back, pass catching back out there in Minnesota. Yeah, and Greg Zuerlein, oh my God. I mean, who would have thought that the Rams are going to be the animals that they are right now? I mean, you're really just showing up, man. But it wasn't enough. Boom! Josh McCown kicked your fucking ass. I mean, shout out to Diesel. I mean, this guy lost. He had a trade, right? Russell Wilson for Mark Ingram. He needed a running back, so he got himself a running back. He fucking had Deshaun Watson, went down, so he had no quarterbacks. What does he do? He just mans up. He fucking does what you can't do, MVP. He doesn't cry about it. He doesn't bitch. You don't see him complaining. He's mans up. He knows what he's doing. And he fucking just goes in the waiver wire, boop, picks up McCown, boop. He just does his magic and just fucking kicks your ass. I was smiling. Yeah, it's fucking great when I don't hear from you on Sunday. It's fucking great because I know you're not winning. When I don't hear from you, I know what's going on. It's fucking amazing. It's a great Sunday, even though I wasn't happy with the Bucks and fantasy football. We'll go into that. But Diesel, man, you're fucking rocking. Your key is going to be that quarterback play, man. If that quarterback, obviously McCown's not going to give you 35 points, man, but fuck, if they could just give you 20-25, man, you're going to be all right. Kenyon Drake, I mean, he's getting the touches out there in Miami. Jimmy Graham, solid 8 points, but you know they're getting rolling out there in Seattle. It's Russell Wilson time. So that means that those guys, you know, he's going to be one of the main targets. That's great. Justin Tucker, Mr. Automatic. I think he's the best kicker in fantasy football. Mark Ingram, like a great trade. Now he's questionable, man. That's going to be a tough one. Mike Evans, man, he should be producing more than 3 points. I don't know what the fuck's going on in Tampa, but Dirk Cutter, fuck you. See ya. Girl, bye. That's how they say in the hood. But nothing would have saved you, D-Rock. I mean, nothing. I mean, it was just one of those that Diesel came to play. It's a statement game. He fucking said, I'm going to show these fuckers I don't need a quarterback to win. And he's going to fucking show you. And you were Exhibit A. And I'm fucking glad you're going into the playoff game without a bye, without Gronk. I fucking love it. I mean, right now, we're going to see what you're made out of. We're going to see. And, all right, with that said, last but not least, womp, womp, womp. It's, you know, I changed the tone here a little bit. I'm sorry, but it's me versus Sweet Ron. And, I mean, it was one of those deals, guys, that I wasn't even 20 minutes into over at A-Trains, right? And I checked the score, and it's like, oh, my fucking God. I was down. I want to say it was like 70 to 20. We weren't even halfway through the first quarter. Kelsey had like 20 points. I mean, in the defense, the Jazz defense was eating it up. I'm just saying to myself, what did I do to deserve this? What did I do to get 141 fucking points scored on me? Like, you fucking guys the last few weeks have been kicking my fucking ass. Like, just give me a fucking break. Sweet Ron, I want to know everyone in this league. I'll tell you this right now. Everyone in this fucking league wants to know who the fucking connection is, okay? It's like the movie, like Johnny Depp and Blow, you know, and the guy, Carlos Lederer, that's the character name, and he's asking Johnny Depp, yo, man, who's the connect? Who's the connect? I mean, come on, man. We're partners, man. You got to give me that connect. And Johnny Depp is like, nah, man, I'm not giving up that connect. I'm not giving you Pee Wee Herman. I'm not fucking doing that at all. That's my connect. Fuck you. We got to know what's going on. We don't know who that is. That guy could be working for FanDuel. I mean, that guy could be like an analytics junkie, and you got him in your fucking payroll. I don't fucking like this, Burke. I don't like this at all. I really don't. And I hope other people are with me on this one, because I think we need to have a rule. We need to have a rule that if you're going to be in this fucking league, in our league, you have to be there. Because right now, we don't know what advantage Sweet Ron has. This is unbelievable. I mean, he's a monster. It's a fucking arcade game for Sweet Ron right now. He can't do anything wrong. I mean, holy shit. I mean, he's just a fucking monster right now with everything. Kamara, Keenan Allen, Kelsey, the Jags defense. I mean, you go so on and so forth. I mean, the bench is looking solid. Garoppolo. I mean, you have Mariota. I mean, it's unbelievable, dude. 141 points. I mean, you really couldn't give me a shot, huh? You really couldn't take it easy on me for once? You couldn't have just, you know, just pumped on the brakes a bit? I mean, I scored 108 points, dude. I mean, I've been scoring 100 the last few weeks. I should have been in the fucking playoffs. And here I am fucking looking straight. Me and Carla just looking at each other with our dicks out like, okay, we have the same size, bro. There's nothing special going on our end, bro. Like, we got to let the big... And you just fucked me with no Vaseline. You really did. And Greg didn't want any of that. Greg said, fuck this, dude. Happy holidays. I'm out. Haven't heard from Greg. Fucking ass. Greg, I don't like you right now. Oh, I'm just kidding, guys. God damn it. I'm not as excited, man, because, man, it's like you just lose, man. You're out of the playoffs. This is it. It's like Christmas is over, you know. I'm so traumatized with a lot of childhood shit. But, man, it's just not getting. It's not like getting a Christmas gift. Like, you really expect it to be in the playoffs and be a part of it and have an opportunity. And, man. It's just so depressing. I mean, I don't know what else I could have done. I mean, I really came through on a week to week. The last few weeks especially, we had a good run, Greg. But I'm just here. I'm sulking in this big time. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just super derailing here. So, but congratulations to you, Ron. You were the champion of our league, man. You fucking scored 130 points more than the second place, which was A-Train. You know, that's a fucking unbelievable, almost 1,500 points for the season. I mean, dude, I mean, could you just let off a little bit? I mean, seriously? Jesus fucking Christ, man. But yeah, I mean, the way it works, man, I mean, Sweet Ron, you ran away with the league, so congratulations to you. What a great job you did in the draft and just the pickups you had. I mean, you were consistent all throughout, man, so... I mean, we have to give you credit because through all the adversity, through all the shit talking that we do, you went ahead and pulled it off. And right now it's playoff times, man. It's playoff fucking time. I'm trying to see where the playoffs are at here. Okay. Obviously, the buys will go to Sweet Ron and A-Train. Congratulations. That makes a big difference here in these playoffs, man. So, right now, the matchups look as Rough Buff versus Donnie. And the preview has it right now that Donnie's going to win it 95-87. I mean, but obviously, even with the suspension here, and I mean, they're giving the advantage to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 positions. Over three for you, Maddie. So, I mean, I know you haven't been scoring a lot of points, so we're going to see what your team is made out of going into this first week. But Donnie had a little bit of a hiccup. But overall, I mean, his team has been scoring. And obviously, the last time you guys played, it was 76-113, a really bad beating. So I hope it works out for you guys. Now, for the second playoff game, you're going to have MVP versus Diesel rematch of this week. And, you know, right now the Vegas line gives us Diesel winning. It's going to be a close one, 2.2. But, I mean, you know, with Gronk being out, it looks like MVP, you're going to have the advantage here. Last time you guys met, man, I mean, both times, it looks like 95-130 and then 95-114. So I think it's one of those deals, man, that we're going to see how this all plays out. You know, you guys are 1-1. Going into the playoff, this is the rubber band game, the rubber match, I should say. So this will be a very, this is going to be a very close one. And then everyone else is kicking rocks. We're just playing for pride. I'm not going over that shit. Losers are not getting any recognition on here for any matchup. So we're fucked. We just go over the summaries for the winners. And that's the way I'm going to do it. The way I'm going to do it is just playoffs. Just go over the playoffs. They're going to be a little shorter than this one. And then at the end, when it's all said and done, I give an overall summary. Anyone wants to get on the horn or anything like that during that time, by all means. If you want to vent Carter, if you want to go over something, we can do that. Anybody else, you know, kind of make up some time. But if not, that's fine. A five-minute podcast would be fine. I'm over-ranting on this one. But, you know, this was a very weird season. It really was, man. I've never seen anything like this because, I mean, we essentially had – you know, four teams end up with 8-5, and then one guy in 7-6, and then everyone else is just on the wayside. And obviously, with, you know, Sweet Ron just destroying the competition, it was just really brutal. But everyone had a shot until the last week, and here we are in the playoff times. And you know, good luck to all of you. Hopefully, everything goes well with the playoff games for the guys that are playing, and kudos again to the guys that had the buys. I mean, obviously you did a great job with your drafting and your playoff and your roster moves, I should say. So it should be a good one. So again, Middle signing off here for the week, man. So, you know, fuck all you guys and eat a dick.
Get this through your head, get this through your head, you Jew motherfucker, you. You only exist out here because of me. That's the only reason. Without me, you... Personally, every fucking wise guy still around, I'll take a piece of your fucking Jew ass. That way you're gonna go. Your fucking warrant don't ever go over my fucking head again, you motherfucker, you.